My name is Archie Cousin, and when I can't make it to the net, there is simply only one place you will find me, where I can surround myself with other high net worth individuals, drink the finest wine, eat Michelin star food, and watch the latest sport, and that is Fitstairs Club. Why not sign up today, and we can enjoy some bloody good chanter.
If you're looking to become a member of the most premium members club in the world, then look no further than Fitstairs. Go on the Fitstairs website today, sign up, and become a member. And the next time you're in Mayfair, you'll be clinking champagne glasses and eating Michelin star food with the higher echelons of society as you watch the greatest sport unfold in front of your furry eyes.
More lies, more lies, more lies, more lies.
A bloody free. Have I told you I've got a high basic salary? Making money, now that's the key.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the finale of the Rig Biz Podcast Lions Special Season. It's been wonderful to have you here with us all throughout. And of course, it's been wonderful to be joined by Mr. Archie Cousins. And he is back today.
I am. I'm here, mate. Just about.
Yeah, just about. You sound very ropey.
Saturday was loosey-goosey.
Yeah, it was loose.
We were hosting an event at the Imperial Pub.
Sold out event
on,
at the Imperial.
On the King's Road.
Yeah.
50 of the most elite people in London joined us to watch the final test of the Lions, and we got them absolutely leathered.
Mate, they were so it was so loose in there. Chanting, yeah. Shots,
we got them all chopping pints, boat races, fines.
Oh mate, it was awesome.
What a bloody event.
It was awesome.
Mate, we're doing that again. We
will, yeah. The weird thing is we did end up losing money on it. Because you spent so much money on shots for everyone.
Yes, but that was much needed because the atmosphere was so good.
It was
great. And that's what happens when you're out with me, Clodie. You know, I've got so much coin.
Yeah.
I could just keep the drinks coming.
Yeah.
I could keep the atmosphere going. That's why people like being out.
But you said at half time, if the Lions win, I'm getting shots in for everyone, all 50 of you. The Lions didn't win, and yet you still pour in loads of shots for everyone.
Here's what happened. We were disappointed.
Yeah.
Then they brought out Nickelback. Then the room started singing Nickelback. Yeah, yeah. And then I was like, you know what? Sod it.
What about that guy?
We are getting shots in.
What about that guy, No Chat Pat?
Yeah, we unfortunately had a guy we had to nickname No Chat Pat, Ultimate Rig, but had zero banter.
Yeah, he did.
And he had to be caught. And then eventually, we made him neck two Jaeger bombs.
But why did we make him do that?
Because he ordered a coffee.
He ordered a coffee.
Watching the rugby.
During the rugby.
I was like, what are you doing here?
Yeah,
funny enough, at the beginning of the event, he asked me who I was. I think he knew who I was by the end of it.
And
classic rugby chat.
And a quick word on the actual rugby Lions lose the series 2-1, having got one up.
Disappointing for the boys. I was happy to see Finn get on there. And it does show me that, you know, I should have probably been picked.
Yeah.
To have me on the bench and Finn starting would have been unique. But ultimately, they paid the penalty for having a French referee. And that is why I am not going to Saint-Tropez this year, because of that referee. I'm boycotting France.
Drag myself from my bed around 5:20. Drop the kids off, make breakfast, one egg, two chicken. I'm on a protein drive. And as I sit down, I look up, a new case of more lashes ready to chop. I'm on to be on a tube now, but I need to taste the most premium lager, don't stop now. So I gotta go, jumping in my Lux. Had to take an Uber this time, cause I can't drink on the bus. But the driver's smiling, and that's strange. He's recognised my more lash and he wants to drink the same. And there's no pain in sharing again, cause I'm double jabbed and feeling insane. And I'm waiting for the driver to say, that's just improved my chat all the same. The day I drank more lash, it changed my life. The day I drank more lash, my chat was flying. Tell my friends and my kids and my wife, everything will be alright. The day I drank more lash, it changed my life.
Guys, don't forget, as podcast listeners, you've got an exclusive offer. You can use the code MORELASH20 and get 20% off all of your orders. So guys, we may be away for the next couple of weeks, but that doesn't mean you can't enjoy your more lash. Go on, toast the rest of the summer and treat yourself to the most premium lager ever created. You're welcome.
So, Archie, to finish off the Lions Legend series, you have told me, after doing a wonderful job with Max Leheath last week...
What a guest.
He was incredible. Yeah. We'll definitely get him back on. He was fantastic.
They've all been good.
They've all been good.
But I particularly like the one that I was the main guest.
Yeah, that was probably the worst one.
From a lot of people.
That was probably the worst one. But you did say, you know what? Keep your trust in me, Freddie, because I'm going to get a brilliant Lions legend to finish up the series. So I can't wait to find out. Who did you get?
I have gone and got on LinkedIn, got the number of the 1994 Living with the Lions legend, fly half, Adam Hastings.
Gavin Hastings.
No, Gavin's his son, Adam, the 1994...
No, mate.
Adam Hastings.
No, mate, get Gavin's the dad, I think. Get Gavin's the legend. Adam's the new boy. He plays for Scotland, and I think he's just gone to Gloucester.
Right.
But you booked Adam.
Adam. I've got Adam.
Mate.
That actually makes sense, because looking at his profile picture on WhatsApp, he did look remarkably good for someone who's like 50 plus.
Yeah, right.
But I just thought he'd been rigging.
So we've got Adam Hastings on, not Gavin.
Yeah. But again, quite relevant. Because I reckon he'll be a really good lad. Seems it by the WhatsApps I've been exchanging with him.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I now it makes sense, because he was out quite a lot. He was in Ibiza.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
so I've got Adam Hastings. Although, pretty good. I reckon that's quite a good guest. Hastings, hello. Are you there? Right. Welcome.
Sorry, I'm trying. Sorry, my light in here. I'm a bit washed out.
No, it's great. No, that tan, you're very tanned, so it's okay.
Yeah, I was just in Barcelona.
Oh, unbelievable.
On a solo mission. So it was all good. I was on my own.
Mate, Ibiza and then Barcelona. Tell us, have you been lucky? You know, I believe you're currently single. You go out there to misbehave, a bit of time on the off-season. How messy did it get out in Ibiza? I saw you boys in your budgie smugglers getting loose. Come on, just tell us what happened.
Yeah, obviously a fair bit of drinking was done. But yeah, I'm very much a believer of stick with the crew. So, you know, I was with the boys till early hours, and we all shared the same bed, so it was good fun.
Mate.
What about when it's gold rush time, 3 a.m. in the club, you know, the boys are gone. There's one little cheek on the dance floor, and you're thinking, this will be a fantastic story for the boys in the morning.
No, well, the whole island shut down at 2 a.m., so it was just kind of back to a villa party after that. So, I mean, everyone would just kind of stay there and, you know, go on through to the morning, so there wasn't really much time for any of that.
Mate,
so, yeah.
I'm guessing you got recognised quite a lot there. You don't often see six guys with incredible chassis and budgie smugglers.
I
don't know,
if
you've been to Clapham, and I'm out there with the chassis monsters all the time.
True, that is true.
But to be fair, I get recognised there.
Yeah, you'll know. It's like, I kind of look like a girl from behind, so I was approached by quite a few lads, I reckon, yeah. Which is always good.
obviously, you know, you had a lot of fun out there, misbehaved, whatever, but let's go back a bit. You know, you now play for Scotland, you're a well-recognised face amongst town, but you started out at Millfield School, which is a wonderful public school, and especially for sports. So give us a bit of insight. Which of your fellow students who you were there with have gone on to sort of make it as much as you have?
I mean, Hugh Jones is probably the most notable. He was a couple of years above me, but to be fair, when I joined, he left that year.
Is that the centre?
Yeah,
follows me on Instagram. His chica is superb.
Really?
She is wonderful.
I haven't seen her.
She sometimes does block her account and then other times opens it up. It's fantastic. It's phenomenal. It's like the stock market. When it opens up, it's pretty good.
You've got post notifications turned on.
Yeah, I've got to say, I'm just glad he's made the move down, with her down to Harlequins. It's going to be phenomenal to see them in the ship.
Annabelle, she's a lovely girl as well. No, he's done well there. But Hugh Jones, Callum Sheedy at Bristol Bears, he played 10, I played 12 at school. Tom Whiteley, another man, he was a scrum half.
Follows me on Instagram as well, scrum half for Bristol. Says he's the CEO of Clapham. I've never seen him out there. And actually, I once saw him in Infernos, and he is shocking with birds, I've got to say. One of the worst people I've ever seen talk to the female.
Is that right, Adam?
Yeah, he's quite a pasty small guy. He's got a good chat, but just not, you know, not with the cheekers.
Yeah, I think he's blossomed since school, it's fair to say. Yeah. So he'll be doing better now, I hope.
Yeah, well, he's now he can tell people he plays rugby for Bristol.
True, that always helps.
That's quite a good chat up line.
Yeah, the CV sort of improved dramatically since.
It's
Millfield.
Only if you play for Worcester, then you will never get a cheeker, because they don't know who that team is.
Yeah, I can't name.
I can't name anyone that plays for Worcester.
Anyway, Adam, you know, what was it like going from the home counties public school? Obviously, you're a Scottish boy, you know, from a famous family. But what was it like going from the, sort of the home counties, Berkshire, I believe it was, public school, and then suddenly you find yourself in inner city Glasgow, the West End, things are getting rough and tumble. Ryan Wilson's begging you to go on a night out.
Yeah, it was awful. I couldn't wear my three-piece suit anywhere anymore. You know, I had to dress. I had to dress down. It was shocking. Nah, that was good. It was good to be home. I felt more at home back in Scotland around my people.
Yeah.
So yeah, it was good fun. But obviously, it's a bit different to Edinburgh. Edinburgh's a bit more that public school, whereas Glasgow's a bit more rough and tumble. But so it's got a bit more character, which I like. So yeah, it was good experience.
Did you get your teeth done in Glasgow or do you come down to London? Because Archie's got a wonderful guy and it looks like you may share the same.
Yeah, yeah. I was just admiring your gnashes. I don't know if you know Dr. Steersy, but he's my guy. He's phenomenal.
You'll have to put me in touch with him when I'm down that way.
To be fair, Hasty, it looks like you might have gone to Turkey for those. I'm not too sure.
I might need to go to Turkey soon for the old hairline. We'll see. Hopefully, I don't go back too much
further. No, you'll be all right there.
Yeah, yeah. My hygienist is up here. Smile Plus Dentistry in Kirstorfin in Edinburgh. If everyone's looking.
Yeah,
for
but
that.
If everyone is listening, do check out at Dr. Steersy as well. That's my guy. DM hey, because I get a bit of commish if they go. So yeah, no worries.
Well, Adam,
there are other dentists available.
Available, yeah. Adam, you've never hidden the fact that you like to be the modern gentleman. You know, you like to manicure, the fake tan, the teeth, the hair. But one of our sponsors, Manscaped, obviously, are you a big fan of that? Do you use a Manscaped machine to try and keep everything in touch?
I actually think I've got one of the balls. What's the one called?
Yeah,
Ball trimmer.
Yeah. Have you got the new one, 4.0?
The hedge trimmer. Is it the hedge trimmer?
Yeah, the hedge trimmer. Yeah.
Yeah, I think I've got one of them.
Oh, my God.
And it's fantastic. But if it's running a bit low on battery, so I can have another one if that's what's getting offered here.
No problem. We can definitely send you one out. And I've got to say also, it can be used in other ways in the bedroom.
Okay. I'll say that on board.
That, you know, if you,
we'll,
you know,
we'll
if
chat
you
find, after the show.
I'll tell you the technique. I'm talking about when you're by yourself.
Oh, right. Okay. Sorry. I thought I misread that.
We interrupt this interview for a broadcast message from our sponsor, Manscaped. Hey there, guys. Don't forget that you can get 20% off all of Manscaped products and free shipping wherever you are. We're banning the bush this summer. So go to the Manscaped websites and get your hands on anything you want, and you'll get 20% off everything. Join Adam Hastings and the rest of the rugby boys and ban that bush. Adam, you played up in Glasgow for several years and you're obviously about to move to Gloucester, which we'll talk about. But under the guidance of Archie's new best friend, Ryan Wilson.
Yeah, Rhino. What a man.
Yeah. Loves
the man,
to get on
the
it.
Myth, the legend.
Is that what you call him, Rhino?
Yeah, Rhino. He's a no. guy that will make it. When he's retiring, we're setting up business. He's going to come work with me in the city. We're going to make deals happen.
What are you going
to
do?
Well, I don't know. I just said to him, I'll bring him into the room, and he said to me, he'll make it happen.
Yeah,
and I just believed him.
He's a rainmaker.
I think he wants to set up some kind of property company where he makes Fijians make the houses. That's what he sort of is talking to me about.
He'll sell anything, mate. If you're selling, he'll sell it.
Yeah.
So. What's the loosest night you've had with the fella? How bad does he get?
Mate, this is the thing. Like, he gets loose, but he gets beyond loose that he can't function. He just becomes like, what's the word? When you lose control of your limbs.
Yeah. Just sort of, like paralytic.
Yeah, paralytic, that's the word. And he just like, he's awful. Like end of season when we got to the final. I mean, I'm a pretty big lightweight. So, I mean, I'm usually sleeping at some point in the day and night. And I woke up at 2:30 in the morning and I just looked up and it was Ryan Wilson. I was lying on his lap. We were both just asleep in the middle of sanctuary. And then I looked to his right and his dad was just asleep on Wils with Wils's dad was there. And then his mum was just sat there with one eye open and just muttering, like mumbling words. I don't know what she was saying. I think she was basically saying, I want to go home now. Can you wake Ryan up? And then I tried to wake Wils up and he was just having none of it. So he snoozed for the rest of the night. But that's the thing. He's a loose character. But when I've been out with him, he just falls asleep. Well, he gets too loose.
That's, to be fair, that's a pretty good story. I might steal that one. For the guys in the city, they'll love that.
Well, the problem is you never see your father, so it's unbelievable. Yeah.
Well, that's...
But obviously, Adam, like, we don't know Glasgow that well. Archie was invited.
I know the Goobles. I reckon they say I would go down very well in the Goobles.
But Adam, if you were to curate a night, like, I don't, have you ever been down to Clapham? Have you ever partied at Inferno's?
I've actually never been to Inferno's, but it is top of the list.
Mate.
And the ship. I've never been to the ship.
Oh, mate, you'd do some damage. I tell you what, you wouldn't be spending your nights in the lap of Ryan Wilson and there. You'd be spending your nights in the lap of something else.
Can I take the Manscaped, the hedge trimmer?
You can bring that with you. It's recommended in Inferno's. It's recommended
Lovely.
In Inferno's.
Right, we're doing it. We're doing it.
Just let me know. I'm the CEO of Clapham. I'll sort it out, mate.
We'll get Tom Whiteley involved as well.
Well, if we want to have a successful night, maybe not. But we can discuss that after the show.
If Archie was going
to Hugh Jones and his girlfriend are more than welcome to join that.
if Archie was going to come up to Glasgow, what night would you put on the cards? How do you show off the city? If he goes, look, mate, here for one night, because Rhino did ask him to go to your post-match Glasgow party, but Archie was, you know, sadly busy with an Asian call. But he goes up to Glasgow, what's on offer? How do you sell the city to him? Like, how loose, like, would be the loosest night you could create?
Yeah, we could get loose. I mean, so you'd obviously come watch a Glasgow game.
Yeah.
So we'd get you to the game. We'd have you in hospitality.
Okay, yeah. Pre-drink,
in the box. And then after the game, we'd have a quick shower and change. And then we go to Ashton Lane. Ashton Lane's a lovely little cobbled street in the West End. Lots of bars either side. So we'd just fire into a few of them. And then we'd take a little wander along to Sanctuary, which is our kind of usual spot after games. It's a nightclub in the West End, so we'd go there, and then after that we'd head into town and maybe go to the casino, and there's a lovely casino in town,
and I'd make it rain in there.
Get you on the roulette table, mate.
Oh,
just start firing.
Yes, please. Number 23 or around the zero, that's where I like to be, around that zero. Come in, baby.
Adam,
here we go.
Obviously you're a very famous face now from Scotland. Are you on Raya? Does that operate north of the border or not?
Yeah, I'm on Raya.
Go on, tell us about it.
Yeah, how is it?
Yeah, it's good fun. It's a bit different. I mean, I'm very out of my league, I feel.
Go on, tell us the most famous person you've matched with or been on a date with. Come on.
Well, I've not been on a date off it.
All right, well, tell us the most famous person you've matched with on the app. Had a bit of, you know, flirty banter with.
An American tennis player, but I don't know her name. Sorry, guys.
Fair play. Fair play.
No, to be fair, Freddie Burns met his ex-girlfriend on there, and she was an absolute worldie.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, he's a friend of the show. He won't mind me saying this, but you need to go back through his Instagram when you've got a moment, and after you've been on Hugh Jones's Instagram, and go straight down a couple of years, and you'll see her. She was unbelievable. She was a model. I mean, she wasn't famous.
No. American. Lovely, though.
Yeah,
sadly, that didn't work out.
Yeah, it didn't work out.
But yeah, that's the thing. A lot of them on the app are either south of the border, so there's not many in Glasgow or Edinburgh, or they're in Italy or Berlin or Stockholm.
Now you're in Cheltenham, you'll be fine. There will be plenty of cheekers there. You won't need to be in Raya. You just need to head to the Retreat pub, enjoy a few ales there, and there'll be some decent cheekers in there.
What?
Lovely.
Talking about being in Cheltenham, obviously you're joining Gloucester at the beginning of the season, which is, you know, fastly approaching. How excited are you to be playing in the Prem? And apart from the cash, what else made you want to leave Glasgow and head south?
Yeah, very much looking forward to playing in the Prem intensity, as the boys keep calling it in Scotland camp, the boys that play in the Prem. So yeah, looking forward to getting into that. I think it'll just be a nice change. What made me want to join, I think, Gloucester, kind of the way they put across their vision for the next couple of years was pretty good. And yeah, just kind of made me pretty keen to get going down there. So yeah.
They call you the new Cipriani.
Is that a good thing?
Yeah. But without the amazing wife.
She is fantastic. She is wonderful.
She's a beautiful, beautiful lady.
We're a big
lady.
Fan of hers. She is beautiful a lovely lady. Yeah.
Do you know Sips?
I've come across Sips a few times. I sometimes write under his Instagram and he deletes my messages quite quickly, but they get quite a lot of likes.
What do you write?
He wrote once a really deep comment and I wrote underneath that, thank you, I'm going to use that in the boardroom today, which got about 216 likes. Then he quickly removed it. So yeah, no, we're very good friends. I asked him to come on the pod. He definitely does want to. Unfortunately, no. We asked his wife though; she's not yet to come back.
She's quite keen, I think.
Yeah.
Adam, obviously you're joining Gloucester. Are you terrified about the initiation which lies ahead of you? And can you tell our listeners who may not know what you have to do?
Yeah. So basically, it's called the Milk Challenge. I think you've got to drink 10 pints of milk in 20 minutes without being sick.
Oh my god.
And if you don't complete that challenge, then you have to shave your head. But lads, I'm getting the milk down. This barnet is not coming off.
Mate, you will do it.
Yeah, I'm doing it. I'm gonna starve myself for 5 days before and just chug them.
That lid is very important to you. If it comes off, it might not come back again.
Yeah, it's gone. It's gone.
Well, Adam, do you know any of the lads in the team, like properly, who are you most looking forward to sinking some pints with and sort of, you know, actually becoming mates with?
Well, obviously I'm good mates with Charis. I'm looking forward to playing on the same team with him. I always enjoy playing with him.
I didn't even know there's a rugby player called Chris Harris until he got on the line. But look, seems like a good guy. Seems like a good guy. Yeah.
Charis is a top lad. I'm actually living with him when I first go down. And his girlfriend, she lives in London.
Oh.
But they've just bought a house, so I'll be looking after their dog for the first couple of months. So yeah.
Obviously, you play your rugby alongside the big African Scot, Mr. Van der Merwe, who did pretty well on the Lions tour, but ultimately not that fantastic. It seems like Rhino and him have a bit of beef. Can you sort of let us into what's actually like between the two of them?
Well, I don't think Wilson and him get along. They've got a bit of a history.
Really? Go on, tell us.
I just think from, well, you know what Wilson's like as a competitor. I don't think many boys he plays against are very fond of him. I think was one of them. So they weren't very fond of each other, but yeah, I like Dewey. I get on with him well. He's a good lad, loves a beer as well.
You'll also be linking up with a teenage heartthrob, Mr. Lewis Rhys-Zammit, lightning bolt on the back of his head. Come on, he scored 2 tries against 14 men in the Six Nations and he thinks he's a genius.
I spoke to him a little bit. I met him in the Six Nations.
You seem very angry at him.
I think he's overrated, but really? That's by okay. The way, he seems like a lovely guy, but yeah. He's the new Justin Bieber of rugby. You also have all the attributes to be able to be like the Rat Pack partner. So I was just wondering if you guys have hooked up on, you know, messaging, you know, you're probably looking forward to forming a great partnership down there.
I think he's a top player and looking forward to playing with him. But yeah, I think he's, as you said, he seems like a decent bloke. I met him in the Six Nations when we played Wales and then spoke to him a couple of times and just wished him well before his Lions game. So yeah, it'd be good to get to know him.
Yeah, I wish all the boys, I always drop them a little message on Instagram and wish them well for all the Lions guys. They're none of them come back to me yet, but yeah. I always...
Did you set up a WhatsApp group?
Yeah,
one message?
I set up a little group on the Instagram and then I just say, all right, lads, you know, let me know how you get on. Let's chat after the game. And
yeah, if you want any tips.
Yeah, exactly. Farrell, give me a shout. You know, you play great rugby, but your chat is shit.
Well, Adam, you know, for Scotland, you're obviously currently competing for a place against Finn Russell. How exciting is that challenge for you? And what's your relationship like with Finn? Apparently, when that boy goes out, it's only Verve Click, though. It's only Moe Chandon. He's getting out wads of cash and he's going big. Tell us about Night Out.
He speaks fluent chanter, city banter. He really does.
Finn's a top lad. He's got a taste for the finer things in life. So, yeah, he's a top lad to have in a night out. You're in for a good one if you're with him. He's very generous. He's a top lad. Get along with him very well. Always enjoy kicking about with him in camp and hearing how France has been over the past few years. So, yeah, he's a top boy.
He's got a very interesting body, doesn't he?
Yeah, I say he always looks a bit like Bradley Cooper, but Bradley Cooper has never gone to the gym.
He's hairless. He's just like a little penguin or a seal. He's just hairless. And, he's just very kind of gangly.
Yeah, he's like a sloth.
Well, he's actually quite strong.
Yeah, he's built like a sloth. He's got very long arms and long legs and just a very small sort of chassis that is sort of like unkept and untanned.
Nice tight centre of gravity.
Yeah. Commercial break.
Well, the reason I moved down to Clapham originally was because my older brother moved here. He played for the local rugby team. He used to enjoy going on nights out, and he said it was great fun, but I'm a quiet man. I wear brown shoes, I enjoy grey suits, I vote Labour, I don't really enjoy going out to the pub that often. I despise the locals on the common with their shirts off. I probably not in that good shape. Somebody once described me as a spilt pudding. And so that's why when lockdown ended, I decided that I had to be true to myself. I had to move to Putney.
Coming this fall, exclusively to Sky Arts, in partnership with AC Limited Productions, we bring you the hidden faces of those who've been left behind, the Great Exodus, leaving Clapham for Putney.
Well, apparently him and Gregor, like, you know, he's spoken about it loads of times, really have had some wonderful shouting matches. So I was just wondering, like, maybe not between the two of them, but what's the best, like, spat you've seen in training or, like, international or club? Just probably Rhino and someone, I'm guessing.
Oh, I'll tell you what. Cornell Dupree. So we were doing a team run again. It was my first Six Nations campaign. So obviously I was very nervous, you know, in around the boys. I barely spoke. I'd just kind of toddle about and try not to step on anyone's toes. And it was a team run the day before we played Ireland. And Tim Swinson, they call him Swin Russell at Saracens at the moment, or Swin Diesel. But anyway, he's sometimes a bit of a noz. And there was a live mall, or shouldn't have been a live mall, but Swinno basically went through and smashed heads with Cornell Dupree. And Cornell Dupree just turned around and cracked him in the face with a right hook and just completely dropped him. And everyone was just like, what just happened? And I was 10 metres away from it, and I've never been so scared in my life. Cornell Dupree is one of the most scariest men in world rugby. I get along with him now, but at the time I barely knew him, and I was just like, oh my goodness. And Swinno was just on the floor. And yeah, he was fine, thankfully, but the day before again.
That is extraordinary.
And Cornell didn't get picked for a while after that, I don't think.
Well, you know, you've got a huge future ahead of you, doing incredibly well and have been since you made your debut. But you are the latest member of a famous rugby dynasty, a wonderful family, the Hastings. And you became the third Hastings to represent Scotland after your father, obviously Gavin, one of the most famous rugby players of all time, and also your uncle Scott, not so much. Gavin, you know, being one of the most famous players in especially Scottish rugby history, what was it like growing up as a son, especially on the public school circuit? Were you getting a lot of abuse? Were you under a lot of pressure to perform week in, week out?
Yeah, I mean, like, when you're that age, I suppose there's not really pressure to perform. It was more just the kind of chat. If you got into, like, a camp or an age group team, you just get the whole chat you're on the ear because of your old man. But that was great because I was getting into teams. So, you know what I mean? If it was helping, it was helping.
Yeah.
No, I'm joking. it was okay. And then obviously it's tougher at a young age, but as you get older, you kind of let that go a little bit.
And then you went to Bath. Did you ever play with, like, my best mate, Benders?
Benders. Well, I actually, do you know a lad called Mike Baxter by any chance?
Mate. No, Baxter fairly well. Very loose Baxter. Character.
Loose character.
Very good operator.
Great operator.
Hangs around with Ollie Barkley a lot. I would hate to think what they get up to.
Well, so when I started at Bath, Baxter said to me, do you want to move in for 4 weeks while you get on your feet? Anyway, 10 months later, I was still living with him and his family. So I was the bane of their life for a few months. But yeah, Bax, he talks about Benders a lot, but I've not met him. Love Man. To though. We should get to Infernos, us three, yeah?
Mate, I'll speak to him. I've just got back from Soda Grande with him, and well, he didn't actually know I was going to be there. And actually he said it ruined his time.
I'm not surprised, yeah.
But yeah, sure, we'll get it going. Maybe bring Barks as well. He'll be quite good value.
Nice. Well, they've been in this. I was in Second Bridge when I was a 19-year-old, and Barks came in with Barkley, so
yeah.
I'm keen now. Now I'm a bit older.
Mate, I know Second Bridge pretty well. I love those dark corners, those dark tables. There's some interesting places around there. Have you heard much from the boys on the lines? Like, what is it like out there? Because it looks like it would be very stiff. And I've holidayed in Cape Town many a time. You know, obviously I'm privately educated. It's one of the best places to go. It's fantastic. Cheap booze, cheap sushi, and there's some banging clubs out there. But I'm guessing the boys are just, and they're enjoying the games that Owen Farrell puts on for them on Monday nights. The 1986, who was captain of the Lions and what was their nickname? Yeah, But I mean, on a serious note, are they saying it? Are they saying it's any good or not?
Oh, mate. Yeah, look, I've spoken to Pricey and Charis a few times. Now, I think the first bit they were at was a bit tough before South Africa. But then I think the place they're staying in, Cape Town, is phenomenal. I think it's this full resort that they've hired out for them right in the beach. There's a golf course as well. I think it's obviously been hard because they've had to stay in the whole time, but they've been given stuff to do, and I think there's been a few kind of socials, if you have it, after the game. So I don't think it's been too bad at all. I think they've enjoyed it.
What I think they should do is Gats and all the boys should go to Cape Town, rent out a club.
Yeah.
And then make everyone lat float, like do the lateral, like quick flows to get in the club. And then the boys can have quite a loose night. And also, you can also cut, you know, if there's any horrible wobbly chassis that come in, you can say, no, you're allowed in.
You've tested positive.
Yeah, you tested positive.
For a bad chassis, yeah. Or you call up Matt Stevens, who's now living out there, and get him to sort you all out.
Yeah.
But that's a different story,
he would have a good night. He was a good night. He enjoyed Second Bridge a lot.
Adam, there was a beautiful moment a couple of years ago when you were playing for Scotland against France, a wonderful game, you were playing fantastically, and then suddenly the Kiss camera caught out some people very close to your heart. Can you tell our listeners what happened and sort of how you reacted to that?
Yeah, so I was taking a penalty, anyway, took it, was running back to the 22, looked up at the big screen and seen my old man and my mum having a little smooch in front of 80,000 people. To my disgust, which I then displayed on the big screen with a facial expression. It was quite a funny moment. You know, my mum and dad were laughing about it afterwards. So, no more. Thank you.
Adam, obviously your father, such an influencer, such a legend in the game. Does he still like analyze your performance? Like, sadly, Archie hasn't seen his father in 3 years.
But he still analyzes my performance in the city. I'll give him my figures per quarter. Yeah, and okay. He'll come back with me saying, "Not good enough. You can't come back yet."
Yeah, because
where is he?
He's done bloody well in his life, and he's on his third marriage, and she's much younger. She loves a holiday. They were in Antigua for quite a while. They are now, I think, in France, Italy, judging by her Instagram.
Was that a rare match?
It wasn't a rare match. He met her on LinkedIn.
Then went to Inferno's.
Yeah, he actually met her on LinkedIn because she actually joined his company. She went to school with me. Lovely girl. She was a PA to his, the COO of the company. He's the CEO. And she was bloody good at her job. And they're very much in love. They're expecting, I think, their first child. To be fair, I don't hear much from him. I'm now double jabbed, so I'm hoping I will see him soon.
Yeah.
He's a bloody good guy. You would love him, mate. He's a really good guy. Like, when,
can I have his LinkedIn as well, then?
Yeah, yeah. I will, after this, when I talk to you about the Manscaped, I'll give you his LinkedIn details. And he can
smash it.
You know, if you need anywhere to, you know, store all this cash you're going to be making at Gloucester, let him know. He'll be able to invest it wisely.
Adam, just a couple of quick fire ones before we finish off with Chat or No Chat, which is a game we've been playing this season and everyone has shone, so we can't wait to hear your answers for that. But what is the biggest fight or fallout you've ever had on the pitch?
To be fair, my last game for Glasgow, we played Leinster. And I was copping it from just about everyone. I got gouged. I was in all sorts of trouble. Every ruck, I think, because obviously I dyed my hair, it was very easy to spot. I was just getting grabbed from every angle and trying to get filled in by the Dublin boys. But that was probably my biggest fallout. Oh, I'll tell you what. We played Northampton Saints in a pre-season game, and Nico Matawalu and Tamana Harrison were going at each other. And this was my kind of breakthrough year for Glasgow. Obviously, when you're breaking out a team, very keen. So I sprinted over and grabbed Tamana Harrison by the collar. And he threw me away like a rag doll. I've never felt more demasculinized in my life. And he just used his utter man strength against my 19-year-old body and just threw me away like a fly. It was horrible.
Fuck. Did me. You apologise to him immediately afterwards and say that?
I think as he was throwing me, I'm sorry. He just kind of came out. That was it.
Well, Adam,
Mario Harrison, he's friends with Dylan Hartley, who unfortunately is in my books the same sort of sector as Owen Farrell.
Yeah.
Tried to be a pundit. Was when he got his book out, he was very keen.
He's the only person to start his own podcast but get fired from it for being so boring.
Exactly.
Anyway, that's by the by. Adam, just to finish off, we're going to play a little game called Chat or No Chat, where we read out 10 of your teammates, past and present, and you simply tell us if they have chat or no chat. Currently leading, I think, is Danny Kerr or Ryan Wilson. I can't remember, with 9 out of 10 no chat.
Does he have chat or does he have no chat? Gonna ask those questions now. Does he have chat or does he have no chat? Gonna ask those questions now.
Stuart Hogg.
No chat.
Hamish Watson.
Chat.
Johnny Gray.
No chat.
He's a lock. None of them have chat.
I'm sorry. Zonda Ferguson.
No chat.
Ali Price.
No chat.
Chris Harris. Or
who?
Question mark.
Oh, yeah, question mark. Yeah.
Chat.
Chat. Oh, okay. Cameron Redpath.
Chat.
Sean Maitland.
Chat.
Oh, well, maybe we should get him on. Yeah. Ryan Wilson.
Chat.
Darcy Graham.
No chat. Hype boys. No chat.
No chat. Fair play. Well, you know what? That was about an equal spread. Normally, they're sort of heavy
it's
in the other
nice.
Way. So, actually, it seems like the guys up in Scotland are actually quite good banter. Anyway, you've been absolutely incredible. Just to finish on this one, you are in wonderful form. You've just got the huge deal to go down to Gloucester. It's incredibly exciting times ahead of you. But at this stage, what would you say, when you look back on your career so far, is your greatest highlight and then also your biggest personal regret?
Personal regret. Should have passed to Sam Johnson in the Pro 14 final. He was through it under the sticks, untouched, and I carried. I thought Johnny Sexton had slid off, and that was the worst mistake I've ever made. He was untouched. And then, favourite moment, probably just beating France at home right before COVID. That was such a good win. Or to be fair, when we beat France away more recently in the Six Nations, I've never ever won a game of rugby like that.
When Ryan came on,
18 minutes from the clock.
Ryan nearly scored in the last minute, or so he says.
Yeah.
just mentioning Johnny Sexton there, and then we'll finish off. Johnny Sexton.
Hey, follows me on Instagram. Great guy. Follows me on Instagram.
Oh, right. I thought he was sort of the Irish Owen Farrell, wasn't
he? No. The guy's got chat.
Okay. Well, fair play. Adam, good luck in Gloucester. You've been absolutely wonderful. We can't wait to come down to the Cotswolds.
I'll see you in the retreat.
Can't wait to see you in Infernos, mate.
Yeah, we'll be having it.
ASAP.
Bring your manscape.
We're going to sort that right now. Thank you so much for coming on, mate. You've been absolutely wonderful and good luck this season.
Cheers, mate.
Cheers, mate. Thank you, mate.
Cheers, boss. What an absolute hero. I mean, get the guy has fake tan, white teeth. Fair, he's a bit like you.
To be fair, mate, I'm glad we didn't get Gavin.
Yeah.
Because Adam delivered, mate.
Yeah, mate. He's awesome.
I see a lot of myself in him. He is like the younger Archie cousin.
Yeah.
He's going to go a long way.
Are you going to nip down to the Cotswolds to see him, or is he going to come down to Clapham?
Probably head to Cheltenham for a night out with him. And then obviously he'll have a return fixture back to Clapham. Got organised that night with me, Rhino, and Baxter and Barkley. Now that is a formidable team. Obviously, you can come, Clody.
Thank you.
But you have to take that earring out your ear. Okay. We're not having any Shoreditch and Infernos. It's clean cut fun.
Wanna see you in the clubhouse. I wanna see you in the clubhouse. I wanna hear about the time that you met that rugby player. Fucking see you in the clubhouse. I wanna see you in the clubhouse. I wanna hear about the time that you got pissed with that rugby player.
Archie, it is now time for your favourite.
I'm actually quite emotional because this is the last clubhouse story for a while.
This is the last one.
We'll obviously be back.
Oh, we'll be back, but this is the last one for a while, definitely.
And I absolutely love this section.
Yeah, I know you do. I know. It brings a tear to your eye. Well, guess what? We've got a really good one lined up, but before we get there, we have to thank our long-term sponsor, Sons, because
they have been with us for quite a while.
Well, mate, that room we were in the other day for the event in the Imperial, not many people had bad lids, and that's a lot of thanks to do with the wonderful work from Sons.
And to be fair, when I went to the loo, there seemed to be some pretty good stools in there as well.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So actually, the Sons, we should have gotten to sponsor that event, but they've been absolutely wonderful, and they've been helping out the the lids.
We have to say that because they're paying us.
No, but they have been.
They've been great.
Well, guys, if you haven't sorted out your lids, fear not, because you can still sort out your lids. Or if you want to get that extra 2-3% in the boardroom, on the pitch, off the pitch, and with the cheekers, all you have to do is go onto the Suns website and choose either the 1 month or 3 month package for their award-winning non-invasive hair treatment or their award-winning probiotic supplement. So go on the Suns website and put in the code RIGBIZ25 to get 25 quid off everything.
Mate, you drew that one out quite well. You okay?
Yeah, no, I'm all
good. Just tell the code next time. That's what they want.
I'll just say RIGBIZ 25 Suns. Anyway, let's get on to the final Clubhouse stories of the season. Here it is, Arch. It's from It's from a certain James Maskell.
Not James Maskell. James Frederick Charles Maskell.
Well, I don't know. James Maskell.
Mate, know him well.
You know him?
Yeah, one of my mentors in the city.
Okay.
Absolute hero.
Really?
One of our many American listeners.
Oh, yeah.
Mate, phenomenal on the piss. He knows his way around a point or two.
Really?
Let me tell you that.
Okay. Well, let's see.
All right, Maskell. Get to him because we're going to net the first one.
Well, let's see what he has to say.
He's getting them. He's getting three. Yeah, yeah. All right, get him in, mate.
Let's see what he has to say.
Mask, play a straight bat. He would only get that because he loves cricket.
Oh, right, okay.
And that's like a bit of cricket chat. He loves that. Play a straight bat, mate.
Yeah, it's not really cricket. Okay. But Archie, he says, dear...
Can't believe he's written in. How exciting, Freddie.
Yeah, all the way from across the Atlantic. Dear Archie, I hope this finds you well.
It does.
My clubhouse story...
Yeah, it finds you really well. I've been sad to finish the season, but I am bloody well. I had a phenomenal Saturday.
Well, my clubhouse...
Award-winning, sold-out event.
My clubhouse story starts in your second favourite work environment, Canary Wharf.
Love Wharfie.
Having finished university in summer 2003, I received a high basic salary offer to work on the trading floor of the world's largest investment bank.
Yeah, love any investment bank.
Ready to make
some
serious...
He's got one for the world's biggest.
He was ready to make some serious coin come September. Then, due to an HR mix-up...
Oh, nightmare. Hate a mix-up in HR.
I was offered $5,000 to defer my start to April 2004. What else to do than to buy flights and tickets to go and watch the Rugby World Cup in Australia.
This is a guy, Freddie, that has mentored me.
Yeah.
See what he's done? He's got some coin, and what's he do? Lash and Ruggers.
Yeah, Lash and Ruggers. That's the World Cup.
Old Maskell knows what's what.
Oh, he does. Well, there were many nights that could qualify for Clubhouse Stories. For the first few weeks, I was following Ireland and Melbourne with some Irish mates.
Yeah, and the thing about Maskell, he has loads of international mates. Irish, yeah. Welsh, Scottish, yeah.
Well, so he was with some Irish mates, and he helped carry Ronan O'Gara out of a strip club when he was passed out drunk.
Oh, that is so good. Love strip clubs, and love helping drunk rugby players.
But this story comes from the night of all nights, the chat of all chat, the World Cup final.
Oh, just take a moment. Oh, World Cup final. Imagine
being
there.
World Cup final. I know.
Oh.
Anyway, have we not
Johnny,
been...
Greenwood,
have
Diallo,
we not, have we not
back,
been, have we not been
Johnson,
able to...
Johnson.
Yeah. Have we not
Vickery,
been able to...
Having
Leonard,
having Thompson,
not, having
Dawson,
not, having not Tindall, been able to recall the match details of either the Australia versus New Zealand semi, where all of our rugby rigs went dressed as the Hulk and destroyed the Aussie fans many a late night lineouts, or the England France semi, we decided we would only have one or two pints before the final so we could make sure we remembered the game.
Yeah, like that style. Again, yeah, that's sensible.
He taught you that.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, luckily we found
out. I rarely drink before a big match because I like to remember it.
Yeah.
I sometimes just record it on my phone and then I can re-watch it like I was live there again.
Right, okay. That's a bit odd. Luckily, we found ourselves right in line with Wilkinson's epic finale.
Oh.
So we were one of the first in the stadium to realise his right-footed winning drop goal was going between
before
the posts.
Before the team. They knew it before the team.
And we were to be World Cup champions.
Oh, okay.
Side question, how many other foot-winning drop goals have you executed for the Falcons?
A lot. I base a lot of my game on Wilkinson from that final.
Right, okay. So you just drop
I'm
goal.
Always in the pocket.
Yeah, yeah.
Either I'm drop kicking or I'm dummy drop kicking.
Right, okay. Okay. Well, obviously...
That's the difference between me. I can play on the line, but sometimes I'll play a whole half just in the pocket.
Well, obviously it got serious...
Just in the pocket. And like, looks like I'm going to kick it. Boof, dummy. Sidestep. Goose step. Miss pass. Run around. Switch. Try.
Wow. Well, obviously it got seriously loose after that.
Yeah.
Singing and lashing all the way back on the train and right back into Darling Harbour where we drank and sung for hours. At about 3 a.m., someone slipped me something that somehow gave me an unbelievable amount of energy for 130 BPM funk house music.
Wow.
And we stayed dancing until 10 a.m.
That's probably like Lucozade or Red Bull.
Yeah, that's what I'm guessing. Then there was more cheering, drinking and revelry as we got the ferry back to Manly Beach.
Sometimes I've been known to be on the Pro Plus.
A bit like Andy Powell, where we were staying. absolutely destroyed. We went to the beach for a swim and passed out for a few hours on the beach.
Oh, I love passing out on the beach drunk. Oh,
at about
so
6 p.m.
And you're just there, topless, just getting a tan.
Yeah. At about 6 p.m. later that day, we started to wander back to the backpackers and walk past the Manly Beach Hotel.
Yeah, great hotel.
And realised the England team were all in there, still out 20-plus hours after their famous win.
Yeah, they would have been.
So in we went. Richard Hill, Josh Lucy, great rig, Matt Dawson, Jono, all the boys were in there, still in their shirts and ties. And what followed was one of the loosest 6 hours of my life.
Oh, what happened? What happened?
We bought them drinks. I put Jason Robinson on my shoulders. We sang. We lashed. We sprayed beers. There was love. There was champagne. When all was said and done, and they'd run out of booze, we went back to our backpackers to get to bed, knowing that we'd achieved the pinnacle of rugby nights out. Love and champagne, Jim.
Oh, mate. What a way to finish our last episode. Chat out of
we
chat.
We got chat. Ring the bell.
Ring the bell! What a pod.
Mate,
what
hold your horses, Archie. What? There's one little surprise.
What?
I've got a little special guest coming on just to say a couple of words.
Oh, my God. Yep. Is it? It's not my dad.
No, it's not your dad.
Oh.
No, it's not your dad. Do you want to know who it is?
Yeah.
It's
Benders.
It's one of your best mates in rugby.
Who?
Burnsy.
Oh, no.
Burnsy's coming
on.
I'll
get him on.
Just for a quick catch up. He quite liked the banter you had last week in the episode. And that's about him and Fordy. And he sent us a message and he said, mate, I've got to come on and get this straight. So he's going to come on just for a couple of minutes to celebrate what's been a wonderful series of the Rapist Podcast.
That's like one of those pranks they do on TV. That's hilarious.
Let's bring him in.
Thanks, mate. Onside chat.
Lads.
Yes, here he is.
There he is.
Welcome. Boys. It was great to see you back on the lash on the weekend, mate.
Hey, I got to admit, I felt pressure. I listened to the pod last week with Levine, and suddenly I thought, hey, I can't let this slide.
Mate, to be honest, you've been an ultimate professional. I have been enjoying the content. You know, you've been working hard in Leicester. You can clearly see that. There's no messing around. But obviously, they let you out for the weekend just to cut loose.
Mate, it's exactly that. I'll be honest with you, boys. I'm like, you know, I've signed 2 years at Leicester. Obviously, I had a great time in Japan and stuff like that, and had a long off season. So it's just about, I'm chomping at the bit, mate. I've got a good bit of motivation at the minute. I feel good. So I was like, ripped in, and then just started just putting a bit of content out there, didn't I? Which a few of the boys have given me plenty of stick for. But yeah, mate, but at the minute, I've been down to London a couple of times, boys, and every time I go down, something bad happens.
Thanks for telling us that you came down.
Yeah, where were you? You could have come and joined us.
I've asked you, boys are too busy doing your appearances now. You're like two Love Island stars. Doing what's going on?
Yeah, I'm just waiting for that blue tick.
You are.
Mate, that's it. What's going on? You boys need the blue tick.
What were you doing? What happened in London?
So the first time I went down, I missed the last train home, and then someone tried to nick my phone and... So like some guy came on a bike and tried to like grab my phone. And lucky enough, he did a Maxi Madama and only managed to knock it out of my hand. So it was, I got away lightly. Do you know what I mean? The one time I don't mind dropping something was then. And then I had to get a 2-hour Uber back to Market Arbor. And then at the weekend, I went down, a few more drinks, got back at about 2:30 in the morning on the last train, got to my front door and the key had fallen out of my pocket. So I had to call a locksmith to come and let me in at about 3:30 in the morning.
Jesus Christ. That is incredible.
More importantly, how is Fordy? Is he all good?
He's good, mate. He's good. We, yeah, mate. Like, I tell you what, I must admit, it's a good environment, boys. you know, we get on well. He's a quality player. So we chat a lot of rugby stuff, but he's all good, mate.
Buzzy, I'm guessing he's a big, big fan of the Rig Biz podcast, 4D.
Huge fan, mate. I can't get this shit up about.
I think you would enjoy it, and we're looking forward to getting one of the guests. Are any of the boys, do they know about the Rig Biz? I know obviously Genji's been on the podcast.
Mate, Genji was there today. We had a nice little chat about it. Genji's first day today from international duty. But, mate, all the boys just want the motivational... CD-ROM.
Well, listen, what I'm going to do is I'm going to send me your address and I'll send you up there my dad's hanky. Remember that? I still owe you that.
And
my porn stash and also the motivational CD-ROM. You can play it in the changing room for the first match.
That's all I need, mate. Three things in life: a wanky hanky, a porn stash, and a motivational video from yourself.
But Burnsy, also, is there an opportunity for me to come up and do a day's training with the Leicester team? I'm about to, obviously, we're starting pre-season, and there's news coming out that I'll be playing in a celebrity match coming soon.
Ooh, really?
So
is that an exclusive?
That is an exclusive. I can't say too much about it because it's not my media platform.
Well, it is, but it's not yours.
Burnsy, do you think Steve Borthwick will forgive me for egging him with Nick Abendon on in Bath and let me come up and train?
I think so, mate. All I can do is ask. I tell you, who I can see you getting on real well with is Kevin Sinfield, mate.
Yeah,
I can see you two very similar, heavy thinkers.
Yeah, and Sins.
Just legends that are now trying to help others. You know,
exactly.
Well, Burnsy, Hastings was after some advice from you because he's on Raya, but he's having no luck whatsoever. Match with American tennis player, and Archie said, you've got to talk to Burnsy. He had the matches of all matches.
Boys, I've got to admit, it's all about your song. That's the one thing. It's all about your song, I believe. What's my song at the minute on it? Let's see.
Won't it be a country and western song?
Mate, I fucking love country boys, but I don't think it really works because you're either singing about a car or a woman.
Here he is. Is this the profile? Oh, it plays music through.
Oh, that shows your
Archie. This could be.
Oh my god! Yeah.
Him playing his Japan. Mate, you need one in your England shirt.
That is unreal.
That's an exclusive.
That's well edited. You're well edited.
Yeah, fuck me.
So, Burnsy.
And I've not had a match for 6 months, boys, so there you go.
Well, luckily, I'm getting rid of Archie for a couple of weeks now because that is the end of the series. No better way to sit out than with the legendary Mr. Freddie Burns.
Burnsy, thank you very much. You're an absolute hero. Send us your address. We're sending a package up for the boys. Motivational, wanky hanky. And some reading material for you on your lonely night.
And there's always a couple of tickets for your name on it, boys. If you fancy,
mate, we'll come.
We'll be there.
We'll be there.
Mate. Hey, and I got a spare couple of bedrooms here as well. Oh, this is perfect.
Unbelievable!
We're coming up for the first game against Leicester.
It's gonna get loose.
We're gonna do a live pod in Leicester from Burnsy's house. Burnsy, you're a legend. Yeah. Good luck, sir.
Cheers, Burnsy.
Speak to you soon.
Cheers, lads. Take it easy.
Cheers, mate.
Bye, bye.
Ah. So good catching up with Burnsy.
What a legend. That 40 seconds.
Mate, this podcast has been an emotional roller coaster.
Mate, it's been incredible. And you know what? Because we did the pre-season, we did the real series, then we did the Lions series. This has been a pretty mammoth 2.5 months.
Yeah.
We've just delivered chat, the most incredible guest.
It's almost, if you looked at it, it would be like brrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrr we've earned. It's incredible.
I don't know what people are going to do without us for the next couple of weeks.
Well, yeah, we'll be back.
We're going to be back. Hopefully we'll be back, what, for the start of the Prem, do you reckon? Something like that?
Yeah, maybe a bit later. See. I need a few holidays.
Yeah. And you've got to get ready for pre-season.
I need to go back
right.
to business. I need to cut my teeth and get prepared for Q4. And then we'll be back.
Okay. Well, we'll be back soon. Guys, thank you so much for listening.
Probably a few specials in between. Who knows?
Yeah, well, hopefully. All the wonderful brands we're working with, they're keeping their offers alive until the end of the year. So make sure you can still go on those links and sort out your lids. You know, everything you need to sort out. Your bush, your lid, your guts.
Shopping.
Everything you need to do. Yeah, your shopping. Any person
and
you need.
And don't forget about More Lash.
Yeah, and don't forget about More Lash, because More Lash is the most premium lager in the world.
Incredibly, we've raised over £2,000 for Restart Rugby.
Is that true?
Yeah. That is amazing,
incredible. That is actually beyond
and
amazing.
And that's with a lot of the people from the podcast help.
And we've got some exciting news coming. Ari Kegs, right? We're going to be in some pubs
coming into pubs very soon.
So guys, you know, get the cans, get the case, get down your local and just enjoy the most premium lager ever created. Until then, Archie, it's been an absolute pleasure, mate.
What a season.
I'm looking forward to a couple of weeks off.
I would probably say to the boys, listen, we'll be back. You know, we've now got to the upper echelons of podcasting.
Yes, we have.
I'll be looking around and say, it's up to you boys, you know, because we can always squeeze 1 or 2% out of us.
Yeah.
But it's about the hard work. It's about the graft.
Yeah.
It's about being in the gym, doing the extras.
Yeah.
Okay, now's the time to deliver. We're coming back. Enjoy your holiday.
Yeah.
Enjoy off season.
But stay in shape.
Stay in shape.
Yep.
Because when we come back, there's going to be a lot of tough fixtures.
Well, Archie, I'll see you in a couple of weeks' time. Until then, thank you very much, sir, and good luck.
Adios, amigo.